Omicron is far more transmissible than influenza. One of the common situations following a major outbreak, should it happen, is that a large number of people will be infected or will need to be in quarantine and cannot go out to work, rendering many social services and those relevant to people's livelihood unable to operate normally. Similar situations have occurred in European countries and the US earlier. In the US, things were so serious at one point that some local governments even suffered the problem of firefighters and police officers' shortages. Now, Hong Kong is facing a similar problem. Experts estimate that over 1 million people in Hong Kong have been infected with the virus. Many businesses have suspended operations since too many employees have contracted the virus. Meanwhile, large online shopping platforms have cancelled some customers' orders due to an extreme shortage of frontline staff. The MTR and KMB have also had to reduce the frequency of their services or, in the case of the latter, suspend some bus routes because many train and bus captains have been infected one after another. The SAR government has stated that it will not impose a full-scale lockdown, but the current situation in Hong Kong is probably not far from that of a half lockdown.